Rabbi Levita v'ish Yavne Omer. Rabbi Levita from Yavne says, Ma'od ma'od havishva ruach. A person should very much be a sparuach. He should be modest and not be a prideful person, as all the hopes of a person ends up in rima, in worms, as when a person dies, his hopes die with him. As even though we saw in the previous mission that ein lecha adam she'ein lo sha, there is no person in this world that does not have a sha in which he'll be matzliach. Therefore, the mission tells us over here, even when a person is having hatzlacha in this world, he should not become prideful, as that he should know that the hatzlacha is temporary, it's just a shah, it's just momentarily. At the end, the person will die, and all his hopes will die with him. So therefore, you should be very modest, even at a time when you're having hatzlacha in this world, as hatzlacha is only temporary. Now, the Mefarshim tell us that the reason why Rabbi Levita said, ma'od ma'od havi shvaruach, you should very much be a shvaruach, is that when it comes to gaiva, a person has to be marked from it till the kseya achron, till the opposite end, till the extreme, as with all other mitos. A person should go b'derech hamitzua, the middle road. He shouldn't go too far to either extreme, but when it comes to gaiva, a person has to go to the extreme, and ma'od ma'od be a shvaruach, as gaiva is a very dangerous mita. As a person who comes to gaiva, this is a to'eva in the eyes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and can lead him to all the averus in this world. So therefore, a person cannot take a chance to go b'derech hamitzua when it comes to gaiva. So a person should go to the opposite extreme and be a shva ruach to the nth degree. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer, ko hamachalo shem shamayim b'sefer, nifran mimenu b'galoi. Anybody who causes a chilo shem shamayim in secret, that he does an aver, that had people known about it, it would have been a chilo Hashem. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes him begaloi in a way that everybody will know about it. Meaning to say, that when somebody who's an Adam Gadol, who does an aver, which would cause a chilo Hashem, as the greater a person is, the bigger a chilo Hashem there is when he does an aver. And he does aver secretly, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to punish him. And this would have caused a chilo Hashem, as when people see that an Adam Gadol and Adam Tzadik is being punished from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, people might think that the less din, the less dayan, that how can it be that this person who did so many mitzvot is being punished from Hashem? So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazmin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a situation in which he will do an aver begaloi, the meforsam, that everybody will know about it. And that way, everybody will know that he's not being punished for nothing. So therefore, when a person does an aver in secret, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will create a situation in which he does the same aver begaloi, that everybody will know about it, so when he is punished, it will not cause a chilo Hashem. Echad shoygeg ve'echad mezid ve'chilo Hashem. Whether somebody is mechalo Hashem be'mezid or be'shogeg, he did so inadvertently, he is still punished. As chilo Hashem is the most chamor of averos, and even somebody who does so be'shogeg is punished. Even though if he does it be'shogeg, he won't be punished severely. As if he did it be'mezid, he will be punished, and he will be punished immediately. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't wait for somebody to do tshuva when it comes to Chilo Hashem, instead HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes him immediately. Rabbi Shmuel says somebody who learns Torah with in mind, that he eventually wants to teach the Torah that he learns to others. He will have the Yad HaShmai to do so. He will eventually teach the Torah that he learns to other people. And even though he is not learning a Manat Lasa, meaning to say that he doesn't have a mind to do a lot of Gemil Chassadim, he wants to concentrate solely on learning. Even so, since he wants to learn Torah and teach it to others, he will have the Yatzer Shmai to do so. But we're not talking about somebody who doesn't have a mind to keep the mitzvahs of the Torah, as certainly somebody who does not have a mind to keep the mitzvahs of the Torah, it's better that he should not learn at all. As somebody who learns without doing any ma'isim, such a person is better off that he was never born in the world. We're talking about here somebody who plans on keeping all the mitzvahs, just he does not plan on concentrating on doing a lot of gemil chassadim. But Allah made amanat lasos. Somebody who learns Torah, adas, that he also wants to do a lot of gemil chassadim. He wants to be outstanding both in Torah and in gemil chassadim. Maspikin biyado lumod ulalameid lishmor v'lasos. In such a case, he will have the Yad HaShmai to learn Torah, to teach Torah to others, to keep the Torah, and also to do Gmil Chassadim, and since he has in mind to be outstanding both in Torah and in Gmil Chassadim, he will have a tremendous amount of Yad HaShmaya, and he eventually will teach Torah to others, he'll keep all the mitzvahs, and he will do a lot of Gmil Chassadim. Rabbi Tzadok said, the person should not make the Torah a crown to become great through it. A person should not learn the Torah in order that he will have kavod and people will call him Rebbe and stand up for him and respect him. As even though the pasuk says that Orach Yomim b'Yemina Osher b'Kavod b'Smola, that kavod comes along with Torah. As Torah is the Iker kavod, the Torah that he learns, that itself gives him kavod. But he should not learn Aldat that he should have kavod. He should learn Lishma. And eventually, people will be mechaber him, but that should not be his tachlis. He also should not make the Torah a shovel to dig with him. Meaning to say, he should not use the Torah that he learned as a basis to make for himself parnasa, that he would become a dayan or a rab. And the person should learn Torah only lishma. And if he does not have money to live on, then he should go ahead and do some work together with the Torah that he learned. But the Torah should not be a basis to make parnasa from it, as a person who learns Torah for ulterior reasons does not get Tzchar Shalem in Olam Haba for the Torah that he learns. And this is what is meant when Hillel said, somebody who makes use of the crown of Torah, his name will pass from the world. Meaning to say, somebody who wants to use the crown of Torah in order to get kavod through the Torah that he learns, the opposite will happen. He will not get the kavod that he so much wants. Instead, his name will quickly pass through the world. He will not be remembered. You can learn from here that anybody who benefits from the words of Torah, his life will be taken from the world. As not only will he not get the kavod that he so much wants, he also will not get arichas yam. His life will be shortened. As the pasuk says, orech yamim v'yamina, osher v'kavod v'smola. Coming along with the Torah is osher, kavod, and arichas yam. So just like he won't get the osher and kavod, his name will be passed from the world, so too he will not get the arichas yamin that comes along with the Torah, since he is not learning the Torah for right reasons.